you please have a seat? In times when conflict and discontent seem to dominate our news, the celebration of Jesus' birth tells us a very different story, the real truth. God's light can pierce any darkness, and there really is good news of great joy for everyone. Through our readings, prayers, and carols, we'll recall the coming of the Christ light, coming as a human baby, coming in humility, fulfilling God's promise, revealing God's love, and bringing God's hope and joy to all mankind. And so we pray as we begin. God, you stoop to reach for us. You give everything for us. Longing for our peace, our fulfillment, our joy, you give your very self. Plumbing the depths of human darkness, bringing your light, you come in person as the child in a manger, Word made flesh, God with us. Come again into our lives and show us afresh the height and breadth and depth of your incarnate love. Amen.
Sit down. Image of the invisible God. Amidst the tinsel and fairy lights, the parties and gifts, we pause to remember the true reason for the celebration. As we hear the familiar story of a baby's birth, we pause to remember who this child truly is, God himself. The joy of the season will pass, but the joy and peace he brings is everlasting.
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers. All things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he may come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, image of the invisible God, fullness of all that is love, touch us now with your deep peace, that we may be reconciled with you and with one another, and know your true joy in our hearts. Amen. Amen. A child has been born for us. In the midst of humankind's joyless darkness, sorrow and pain, a child will come who will embody wisdom, justice, love and peace. He will be our light, transforming the lives of those weighed down by life's burdens and restoring our joy.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 9. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you, as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders. And he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Let us pray. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, born for us, lift our burdens. Touch us with your love and healing power, and restore our joy. Amen. Let it be with me. The announcement that she will be the bearer of God's Son doesn't immediately fill Mary with joy. But despite her fear and uncertainty, Mary trusts God's goodness and willingly opens herself to his power and purposes. Mary becomes part of God's plan to bring true joy to the world, a joy that transcends and transforms the uncertainties of life.
A reading from Luke's Gospel, chapter 1. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And when he came to her, he said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and wondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I'm a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child will be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has conceived a son. And this will be the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing is impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to his word." Then the angel departed from her.
Let us pray. God of power, whenever we are afraid or perplexed, we thank you that nothing is impossible with you. Help us to have the same trust as Mary, and like her, to be open to your joy, which can transform our fears and doubts. Amen.
Ex Maria, Virgine, Gaudete.
No room at the inn. The tyranny of foreign occupation. The dangers of a town in chaos. The squalor of an animal's shelter. Where is joy in the middle of all this pandemonium? And then a baby's cry pierces the night, and in a heartbeat, everything is changed. For now, only his parents know the joy of his birth. Soon, everyone will know.
A reading from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
Let us pray. Child of the manger, born amidst chaos, shut out of busy lives, help us to pause and make room for you again, that in the midst of everything going on around us, we would know the quiet joy of welcoming you into our hearts. Amen.
Thank you.
good news of great joy. The joy of Jesus' birth is about to spread. The news of great joy is uncontainable. It bursts through the heavens. It is trumpeted by the angels too. Well, not to kings and princes and religious elites, but to ordinary fellows on the night shift. This joyful news is for everyone, even people like them. God announces the coming Saviour to the shepherds.
A reading from Luke's Gospel, chapter 2. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
Let us pray. Heaven's Christ, Messiah, your birth broke down barriers, crossed every boundary, included everyone, giving good news of great joy for all the people. Like the shepherds, may we respond with joy to your coming into our lives as our Saviour and Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
humbled and exalted. Perhaps we picture God as being all-powerful, but also remote and distant. In Jesus, we see God entering into our humanity, coming to us, reaching out to us. In Jesus's humility, God demonstrates his true power. Through obedience and sacrifice, Jesus forged a path from suffering to joy, from death to life.
A reading from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 2. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born into human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you came as one of us to show us what true humanity should be. Help us to live with the same obedience, humility, and trust in our Heavenly Father, and guide us in your path to true joy and life. Amen.
Thank you.
Do please have a seat. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. We sung those words earlier in our service. And at Christmas, we do our best, don't we? Some lights and decorations to make the place look a bit cheerier, nice food, a glass or two of something to lift the spirits, jolly songs to join in with. Unfortunately, beneath the tinsel and lights, Christmas for many is a particularly difficult time. Spending longer than usual with family can be challenging, especially when patience and perhaps tempers fray. The pressure to make sure our social media feeds show what a great time we're having can be demoralising, especially for young people, and especially when everyone else seems to be having a better time than you. And that's before you even switch on the news and see what's going on in the rest of the world. Can we really sing about joy coming to the world in amongst all that? But we do. And I think that's because we really, really know deep down that we need joy. We long for it. We cling on to the hope that this ancient story is real and that the birth of this one small child can make a difference. Of course, I believe this ancient story is very real and the child Jesus changed everything. But the joy in the real story might be a bit different to what we expect. Picture the scene, the real scene, not the image on the Christmas cards with their implausibly clean manger and serene-looking Mary, who's not looking at all sweaty and exhausted after just giving birth. When you picture the real scene, you'll see a young woman who still faces and fears the condemnation and judgment of having a child out of wedlock, which was serious in those days. You'll see the worry of a father who isn't sure how he'll protect the child and his mother, and is probably still kicking himself for not managing to get them a proper room with a proper roof and a proper bed. You'll see, and maybe imagine, the smell of the stable, and then the darkness, the feeling of the rough straw. Nothing Instagrammable here. But despite all that, there is real joy. How can that be true when the circumstances seem so far from perfect? Perhaps we ought to think for a moment about some important differences between what we might just call happiness and joy. Happiness is focused on external things. It's based on what's happening around us. Joy is based on what's happening within us. Happiness is very much focused on what's happening now. How do I feel now at this moment? But joy looks beyond the here and now and looks forward beyond the present to the future, even to eternity. Sorrow and suffering have the effect of killing happiness. They can't coexist. Happiness can't deal with them. But joy, by the grace of God, has the power to transform troubles and hardship. We see them differently. We respond to them differently. So we can know joy not because of our circumstances, but despite our circumstances. Because of the child before them, Mary and Joseph knew joy, despite their uncertain and difficult circumstances. Maybe coming as a small human baby was God's masterstroke, because most babies' births perfectly capture what joy is like. How, when seeing that tiny face for the first time, transforms the pain of their birth. But the real story is that this isn't just about a parent's joy. Mary and Joseph's joy might be wrapped up in the small bundle they cradle in their arms, but as the angel announces Jesus' birth, is great news of great joy for all people. And that's what the shepherds experience. After they visit the stable and see Jesus, their circumstances don't change. They go back to their regular jobs and their, no doubt, less than perfect lives. But they return with joy, rejoicing in what God has done. Jesus is joy for all the people. That means you, me, our friends and families, our neighbourhoods, our communities. But here's one final difference between happiness and joy. Happiness is something people pursue. They chase after it. In fact, we're actively encouraged to chase after it by virtually every form of media and marketing. We might pursue happiness, but we choose joy. It doesn't necessarily come naturally. We have to work at it intentionally each day, not just at Christmas. But how do we do that? Well, maybe if, like me, you went to Sunday school, you remember an old Sunday school definition of joy. J-O-Y. Jesus first, then others, and yourself last. Mary and Joseph chose to put Jesus first, above their own concerns and worries, because they chose to believe the message that this child was none other than Emmanuel, which means God with us. To know the joy that only he can bring, we need to choose to put him first, not just at Christmas, but every day. When Jesus grew, one of his most powerful messages was that we should love our neighbour as much as we love ourselves. Oh, and by the way, he defined neighbour as pretty much everybody, including those we least like and we least expect. And psychologists know that when we choose to do something good for others, surprise, surprise, it makes us feel better. It gives us joy. But choosing to put yourself after Jesus, after others, is not thinking less of yourself. It's just about thinking of yourself less. Does that make sense? It's not about thinking less of yourself. It's just about thinking of yourself less. And that shift of focus is really important for knowing joy, because it lifts our eyes to see a different perspective on things. And Jesus himself gives us the supreme example of putting others before yourself. He chose to come into our world, to that far from comfortable stable, into our far from perfect lives, not because he didn't love himself, but simply because he loved us. This Christmas, in amongst the stresses and difficulties you may face, pause to remember this. This story is very real, and you are that loved. And may that give you true joy. Amen.
The light shines in the darkness. Jesus, the Word, has been part of what makes God God, since before the beginning of time. Yet he came to us to be with us, to be one of us, and to be the one who overcomes the darkness in the world, the darkness that sometimes overshadows our own hearts, darkness will never have the last word. Instead, Jesus shines his light into our lives, banishing the shadows and revealing the truth of the Father's love for us. Now that is joy.
A reading from John's Gospel, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify with the light. The true light which enlightens everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or the will of the man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
Let us pray. God of light and life, your Son Jesus came as one of us to live with us. He came as the true light, revealing your love and truth, and overcoming the shadows of sin and death. Fill us with joy this Christmas as we see his glory and receive his light. Amen.
So we're going to turn to prayer. Jesus said, "If you keep my commands, you'll remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you." And as we go through our prayers, when I say, "Lord Jesus, our joy and hope," would you respond, "Hear our prayer." Lord Jesus, our joy and hope, hear our prayer. Loving Lord, on that holy night, there was no room for you in the inn. Protect with your love those who have no home and all who live in poverty. Lord Jesus, our joy and hope, hear our prayer. Loving Lord, you came as a light shining in the darkness. Bring comfort to all those who are in pain or distress, and all who suffer in the sadness and darkness of our world. Lord Jesus, our joy and hope, hear our prayer. On that holy night, the angels sang peace to God's people on earth. Strengthen and encourage all those who work for peace and justice around the world. Lord Jesus, our joy and hope, hear our prayer. Shepherds going about their ordinary work in the fields heard good tidings of great joy. Give us eyes to see glimpses of your glory at the heart of our everyday lives and to bring the message of your love to our communities. Lord Jesus, our joy and hope, hear our prayer. Wise men will come to seek and worship the newborn King. Give humility and wisdom to all who govern us, that they too may seek your truth and do honour to your name. Lord Jesus, our joy and hope, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, as we remember and celebrate the birth of your Son this Christmas, open our hearts that he may be born in us today, that we might know the joy and hope he brings. And we ask this and all these prayers in his name. Amen. And we bring our prayers together in the words of the Lord's Prayer. Do join with me if you wish. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Just to remind you that during the singing of our last carol, we'll take up our collection on behalf of Seven Hospice. And I do hope you can stay for refreshments at the end of the service. And so a final blessing before we sing our final carol. God, who is fullness of love, dwell in our hearts. Christ, who holds all things together, bring peace and joy to our world. Spirit, who awakens us to life's mystery, bring us your blessing, now and always. Amen.